Bishop Wilson Kamani of the Iba Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says the nomad killed a youth leader and a chief and also burned down several houses in Iba County. Kamani says the Ambororo or the Selika Islamists arrived in Western Equatoria State's Iba County months ago.
Presence of Ambororo in Iba is creating serious insecurity with the people because some of our people, especially the youth leader in Bamani, was killed by Ambororo, and even one of the chiefs is killed by Ambororo, and even it is very difficult now for the local people to go to the forest to do what they can do because the Ambororo are there and they are creating insecurity.
Bishop Kamani says he cannot understand why a community that migrated to the county wants to cause chaos. He is urging security forces to evacuate the Ambororo people.
See no reason why people from different countries come and cause trouble here to people in Iba. And if there are people who can send them away, the people on the ground do not want to see Ambororo here.
Iba County Commissioner Elisama Charles confirms to South Sudan in Focus that the presence of the Ambororo has become a big threat to the county. Charles says county authorities have asked the police to urgently deploy forces to the area where the Ambororo are settled.
We have taken the strategy that we called our organized forces to deploy them to the places where they are common, to tell them that let them go peacefully. We don't want any problem with them. So that is what we are doing now.
A resident whom we are calling Taban to protect his privacy due to the sensitivity of the story says he believes the Ambororos moves freely in the area because they are backed by some unidentified high-profile individuals in the national government. He says in the past, the state minister of local government and law enforcement issued an order to evacuate Ambororo nomads from Iba, but the order was never enforced. Taban says Iba County residents suffer due to the presence of the Ambororo, but authorities stay silent.
People are suffering and there is no need to make others suffer for one person. It is time for cultivation and people want to go for cultivation, but it is hard for traders to make business there for them to get salt and soaps.
Taban claims that in less than a month, the Ambororo people have killed nearly 30 people in the state. That figure could not be verified by authorities. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.